Roymans Product Management Podcast. How to overcome 6 key product leadership challenges. Products are developed, provided, and enhanced by people, and effectively leading them is crucial to achieve product success. But leading stakeholders and development teams is hard. It requires product managers and product owners to overcome 6 leadership challenges that range from lacking transactional power to guiding self-organizing teams. This episode, which is based on my new book, How to Lead in Product Management, discusses the 6 challenges and offers practical tips for overcoming them. First challenge, no transactional power. Unlike a line manager, you usually don't manage the development teams and stakeholders as the person in charge of the product, and the individuals don't report to you. You consequently don't have any transactional power. You cannot tell people what to do, you cannot assign tasks to them, and you are typically not in a position to offer a bonus, pay rise, or other incentives. At the same time, you do depend on the individuals. You rely on them to implement, market, sell, and support the product. Additionally, some of the people you lead might be more senior than you. They might have worked longer for the company, and they might be very influential and well connected. In order to overcome the first challenge, I recommend that you build trust with the stakeholders and development team members. The following 5 suggestions will help you with this. First, empathize with the individuals and make an effort to understand their perspectives, needs, and interests, for example, by practicing active listening. Second, speak and act with integrity. Say what is true and make your actions match your words. Third, show people that you value their ideas and concerns and involve them in product decisions. Fourth, get to know people and allow them to get to know you. And finally, strengthen your expertise. The more knowledgeable you are, the more likely it is that people will trust and follow you. The second challenge you face is leading a comparatively large and heterogeneous group. Together, the development team and stakeholders are often more than 9 people, the maximum number of individuals line managers are commonly recommended to lead. What's more, the development team is cross-functional and may include UX and UI designers, developers, and testers alongside other roles. The stakeholders then come from different business units, for example, marketing, sales, support, and service for a commercial product. As people have different backgrounds, they are likely to have different perspectives and needs. While this can be a source of creativity and innovation, it can also give rise to arguments and conflicts. In order to succeed in leading such a group, I recommend that you keep the stakeholders and development team stable. Why? Well, it takes a while for a group of people to get to know each other, build trust, and be able to effectively collaborate. Additionally, every time a team changes, the team performance tends to dip. The new members have to get up to speed, new connections have to be made, and new friendships have to be built. Additionally, increase your ability to constructively deal with disagreements and learn to resolve conflicts so that nobody is left feeling frustrated or hurt. Finally, agree on shared goals or outcomes. Use them to establish a shared purpose, to direct and align people, and to give the individuals the autonomy they need to do their piece of work, be it creating a marketing strategy or designing and building a product increment. Third challenge, limited influence on group selection. While you might know who would be best suited to work as a stakeholder or development team member, you are typically not in a position to handpick people. Instead, line management staffs the development team and selects representatives from the business units as stakeholders. No matter how likable you find the individuals and how well you get on with them. To maximize the chances of finding the right people, team up with the Scrum Master and engage with line management and your sponsor. A great technique to acquire the right people is self-selection. Clearly communicate the roles you need to fill and the skills people will require. Then let the individuals decide if they want to be on the team or not. To effectively lead people who you may find difficult or unlikable, strengthen your capacity to empathize. Come from a place of curiosity and care. And cultivate an open mind. At the same time, do not accept inappropriate behavior. Clearly tell people in a kind, empathic way when their speech or actions are harmful. The fourth challenge you face is playing a dual role. While guiding people can be challenging on its own, you also have to actively contribute to getting the product out of the door. The latter includes carrying out product discovery and strategy work, updating the product roadmap, and prioritizing the product backlog. You therefore play a dual role. You are leader and contributor. To be a successful leader and contributor, carefully manage your time and adopt a sustainable pace. Look after yourself and do not overcommit. Do not take on tasks that are not part of your role. Do one thing at a time and avoid multitasking. What's more, do not deprioritize your leadership work, even when push comes to shove and you are pressed for time. Instead, look at leadership as an integral part of your job that is at least as important as updating the product roadmap and refining the product backlog. Your next challenge is to provide leadership at multiple levels. Guiding the development team and stakeholders towards product success requires leadership at three levels: vision, strategy, and tactics. As the person in charge of the product, you should shape its vision. You should also lead the effort to create, validate, and evolve an effective strategy. You should guide the development of an actionable product roadmap. And you should work with the development team on the product backlog to determine, capture, refine, and prioritize its items. I'm assuming here that you don't work in a scaled environment and that you don't share product leadership with other people. Now, while this approach ensures that leadership and decision-making are consistent, it makes the leadership work demanding. It requires a broad skill set and the ability to navigate between the big picture and the product details. To overcome this challenge, recognize that a shared product vision and validated product strategy are more important to guide and align people than beautifully crafted user stories. Consequently, do not neglect the product discovery and strategy work. Additionally, share the workload. Involve the stakeholders and development team members in the discovery and strategy work, empower the development team to make detailed product decisions, and share product ownership with other product people when your product has grown too big for you to manage it on your own. Finally, acquire the skills that you might not have and deepen your existing ones. This will make it easier for you to lead at the three levels. The last challenge is working with an agile process and agile practices. Most digital products are developed using an agile development framework like Scrum or Kanban. Now, while an agile process offers great benefits for us product people, for example, the ability to validate UX design and features at a very early stage, it does constrain how we can lead the development team. As you probably already know, an agile development team is self-organizing. The team members decide how to do the work and how to collaborate. As the person in charge of the product, you should therefore not interfere with their work, but respect the team's autonomy and empowerment. What's more, the team members have the right to determine the appropriate workload, reject work items if they exceed the team's capacity, and only work on what has been agreed for a sprint or what is within the agreed work in progress limits. This means that you can, or at least you should not, try to pressurize people to take on more work, even if the progress is slower than expected. In order to leverage agile practices and effectively guide the development team, I recommend that you partner with the Scrum Master. Let the individual help the team to learn how to effectively work together and make realistic commitments. This, of course, assumes that you have a qualified Scrum Master who is sufficiently available. If that is not the case, then explore what you can do to help find the right individual. Furthermore, empower the development team. View the team as an equal partner. Involve the team members in product decisions and encourage them to take ownership of the product details. At the same time, hold people accountable for the commitments they make. A team that is empowered to decide how much can be done is also accountable for getting it done. Finally, participate in sprint retrospectives to help improve the collaboration and the process, and receive feedback from the team members on your work. These were my tips on overcoming key product leadership challenges. I hope you found them useful. You can learn more about product leadership by attending my leadership workshop and by reading my book, How to Lead in Product Management. Thank you for listening.